sure that there were more than four downs run. So they may have run five downs.
Instead of the game being over, it appears that the Redskins get the fifth down.
And the cat is elusive.
He's walking.
He's walking to the three. He's at the two. Fielding the cat runs into the end zone. That is a touchdown.
Snap. Placement. Kick by Hartley. And it is. It is good. It's good. It's good. Pigs have flown. Hell is frozen over. The Saints are on their way to the Super Bowl.
All right, everybody. We are back. We are back. I'm the captain. This is Tootsie. We're here to give y'all the recap of week 8.
Ocho.
Week Ocho.
All right, everybody. So week 8 NFL. A lot of injuries
this week.
Big injuries, small injuries.
More significant injuries.
The weeks.
I mean, there's injuries every week.
Week of the backups. We'll definitely call this the week of the backups.
Yeah, this was definitely a lot of injuries on important key players and on teams.
Yes. So starting off Thursday night, you had the Packers 24 over the Cardinals 21. Cardinals had a chance to win this one at the very last minute. I mean, I didn't expect these two defenses to be the playmakers this game, but they were.
Yeah, I mean, A.J. Green retired mid-route, which gave the interception to the Packers for the win.
So Panthers over the Falcons, 19-13. Bills over the Dolphins, 26-11. 49ers over the Bears, 33-22. We'll talk more about that one later. Steelers, 15. Browns, 10. I don't think the Steelers can score more than 24 points anymore. Eagles, 44 over the Lions, 6. Titans, 34 over the Colts, 31. One of the big losses there. The Jets, in a surprise upset, beat the Bengals 34-13. You know, the Robert Saleh era might actually have some gas to start.
I mean, if he goes with Mike White over
Carter or whatever.
Zach Wilson.
Yeah, Zach Wilson. Mike White was just amazing. Again, battle of the backups. Rams over the Texans, of course, 38-22. The 22 from the Texans is actually a bit surprising. Patriots 27 over the Chargers 24. It looks like Belichick can just figure people out. It is what it is. Seahawks 31 over the Jags 7. That's not very surprising. Broncos 17 over the football team of 10. 10 points. Cowboys over the Vikings 20-16. Again, a backup there making the plays necessary for the Cowboys to pull it out. And Monday night, we have the Chiefs 20 over the Giants 17 for the upset of the week.
No, this one wasn't the upset. It was one of an upset in the week.
It definitely is not the upset. No, it's not the upset.
No. The upset of the week is obviously the Jets. The Bengals. I mean,
yeah.
But the Saints 36, Buccaneers 27.
Who that?
I mean, I didn't see it coming. I mean,
I don't think anybody did.
Yeah, I mean,
I was expecting the score at least the other way.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm a Saints fan. You know, we are. I mean, that's why we're here. It's what we do. You know, we watch the Saints and
I started the Saints defense, though.
You know, we like to talk about them, so we decided to put it on podcast now, and that's why y'all are here. But, yeah, I mean, what can you say? But we'll get back to that in a second. Let's go ahead. You wanted to start with the Packers Cardinals?
Yeah, we're starting Packers Cardinals. So this game to me was just a defensive slugfest. I was not expecting this, right? And you have Kyler Murray. The Green Bay defense just finally showed up this season, and they were able to frustrate Kyler Murray, get him to commit two interceptions, one on the last play of the last drive of the game, which would have been a touchdown.
All A.J. Green had to do was just turn around.
That's it. That's all he had to do.
Turn right, not left.
And, you know, I think the A.J. Green is done. I would bury him on the depth chart now. He would be my last read in this offense. Cliff Kingsbury has Zach Ertz now. He didn't make as much of a difference this game, but Rondell Moore and Christian Kirk are both great. Great number twos. And, of course, DeAndre Hopkins, he had a little bit of a hammy issue about halfway through the game. So,
but I mean, let's talk about Green Bay, though. The fact that they actually came in this game and won is actually a big surprise to me because they were very out. They had a lot of players out for COVID.
Yeah,
tough.
two receivers and.
Yeah. So, I mean, you went in playing your number three receiver at the one spot, which we're familiar with it with the Saints. But I mean, you just didn't really have it. And I mean, you could see it.
You got Tanyan, but
you can see it with Aaron Rodgers. He would throw a pass, and Juwan Winfrey is the one that comes to my head. You know, he sat back and he dropped like two or three passes that were in his hands that should have been catches, and one of them was like an easy, like you catch this ball and you're still running to this day. You know, and he just dropped a lot of wide open passes, and I mean it just.
But then look, you bring back the veteran Randall Cobb, and. Old Reliable comes through and catches two touchdown passes.
Well, hey, he only had three receptions for 15 yards. Jesus. Two of them were touchdowns. So, I mean,
look, on a day where Aaron Rodgers only threw for 184 yards and two scores, for the Packers to do what they did was just really...
I mean, they didn't really have a choice but to rely on their run game.
No.
On this one.
No.
But, I mean, they still did what they had to do. They won the game. Big surprise, you know, to beat the only undefeated team left in the NFL, period. You know, I mean, I guess you can call it an upset, but I mean, the Packers 7-1. It's not, they were evenly matched up until the point to where the Packers lost the players with COVID.
Yeah. And right? I think that the Packers defense just really showed up and filled in that gap.
Yeah.
Whereas the offense didn't have to do as much. Right. So Murray had two picks. We had, I think, total fumbles. He fumbled, but he didn't recover. Yeah. Rondell Moore was the one who lost that fumble in that game. I mean, it was just a good game. I thought it was another, you know, again, the night games have been really good this year.
Pretty decent job of scheduling them.
So, yeah. I mean, that's, we'll go from that. To the 49ers Bears. The only reason I want to touch on this is the 49ers look like they might be getting right, but against the Bears. But Justin Fields really flashed what he's capable of. He was decisive in this game. And we see that when he makes those decisions, whether he's going to run or pass, it's a lot better. It's better than the last few weeks where he's been really indecisive. And in those indecision moments is when he's getting hit, when he's losing the ball, when he's fumbling, when he's trying to transition.
I mean, they also drew up a lot more, you know, runs for him. I mean, they you know, didn't have to break out the pocket or whatever. He was just set up a run. And, I mean, he had 10 carries for 103 yards. I mean, your quarter I guess I'm just old school, but I don't believe your quarterback should be the leading rusher.
Well, with David Montgomery, you know, being there and him being out. And
I mean, it's just I don't believe that your quarterback should be your guy. So, I mean, they really need to work on getting him to be that pocket guy to get the passing game going. And I know people are going to say you're trying to make him something he's not. But, I mean, as a quarterback in the NFL, you kind of have to be.
And I mean, it's still understanding the new generation of quarterbacks and where they fit. And is Justin Fields going to be in that new generation, or is he still that guy who's going to try to run all the time?
Yeah.
And but you saw, you know, he was 19 for 27 for $175. He had a pick and a touchdown. I don't think he is quite there yet. And it's going to be another rest of the year. And it's going to be rough because they're going to lose Matt Nagy.
No, that's not going to be rough when they lose Matt Nagy. That's going to make it better for him when they lose Matt Nagy. He is what's holding this team back. You put Matt Nagy out, and then he was out on COVID protocol, and they had their best game all season. So if you ask me, he's what's holding them back. And, you know, we really need to get more Matt Nagy less football.
Either way. All right. So, I mean, that's it. And then, you know, the 49ers, Jimmy Garoppolo is playing like he still wants his job. So, you know, go for him, 322, no touchdowns, no picks. And I mean, he mostly did, but he did it on the ground with two rushing scores. So, you know, Jimmy G's making the case that he's still a starting quarterback. And see, this is another guy that we could talk about later.
There's a possibility there. I don't really like his injuries, but
I mean, I don't either. I don't either.
We can bring him up in the OT.
Steelers, Browns. I'm
What can you say?
I mean, the Browns were looking good to start the year. Now they're kind of tapering off a little bit. There's some drama with Odell.
They're now at the bottom of their division.
That's insane.
You know, Steelers are moving their way back up. They started. They won.
They're at number, lost three, they're at number and three. They
won three. So they're, you know.
But I mean, I don't think the Pittsburgh Steelers are a team that's going to be running up the score like they used to. I mean, if you look at their game so far, 23 points against Buffalo, 17 against the Raiders, 10 against the Bengals, 17 against the Packers. They got 27, but it was against the Broncos, 23 against the Seahawks, which again is another defense that's not that great. And then you're at the Browns. And you can only put up 15 points, so I don't think the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to make it.
Yeah, but they're going to be a product of their schedule again because they have the Bears next, and then they have the Lions
and the Chargers,
you know,
and then the Bengals. But I mean,
they got some rough.
But look, you got Chargers, Bengals, Ravens, Vikings. I would have said Titans would be a tough one, and the Chiefs in late December when hopefully they get everything figured out over there, and then they close out against the Ravens. So I mean, I don't see them winning either of those Ravens games.
Let me see. So we're at 4-3 right now. We have one. So they got
the only gimmies left are the Bears and the Lions.
So they should win the Bears and the Lions. Chargers are a toss-up right now. They're not playing their best ball. I don't know what's going on there, but they need to.
And I think the Browns. I think the Browns take them in that second one.
I think if the Bengals beat them again, that propels the Bengals over into the top of the
division
NFC North. Right.
It depends on what happens with the Ravens. Yeah, but yeah.
That should put them to win that division if the Bengals beat them again. You know what? You might be right. Yeah. I don't know. I think
I see Pittsburgh on the outside looking in. There's so many other good teams in the AFC right now that I just don't see Pittsburgh making it.
Yeah.
Big Ben's last hurrah. Upset of the week.
I mean, let's just.
Upset of the week.
Okay. We'll do Bengals and Jets real quick.
Yeah.
So. MVP of this game, I would say, would be Mike White.
He got the game ball.
You know, 37 for 45 yards passing, 400 yards, you know, through the air. Three touchdowns. Did throw two interceptions, but three touchdowns. Was sacked two times for 8 yards, lost. Had a 107.9 total QBR rating. So, I mean, what can you say, you know? I mean,
he did better than Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow had 102. I mean, Burrow was 259 for three touchdowns and a pick. And, you know, I don't know if it was just the Jets were just clicking on offense finally. I mean, you get a new guy back there. It's
I don't know, man.
White's first NFL start, and here he goes for 400 yards.
Maybe it's
– three touchdowns.
Maybe it's just maybe Cincinnati was just – living the moment, like, oh, look, we're, you know, the better team here. Yeah. And they had them going into the fourth quarter. I mean, you know, the Jets scored 17 points in the fourth quarter to come back and win.
It was an amazing comeback.
It was definitely – they played the right ball when they had to. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what else to
– Look, Michael Carter, the running back for the Jets.
Yeah.
This dude – he's got, like, he reminds me of Jane Robinson from last year, but yeah, not as many, like, he's on a slightly less productive squad, so he's not getting as many of the opportunities, but he's making the most of them.
I mean, he had 15 carries for 77 yards, and he had 9 receptions for 95 yards. So, I mean, you know, that's 160 some
odd. He's on your waiver wire. Pick him up.
Yeah, I mean,
pick him up.
Maybe he's the guy. Maybe that's going to be the one they're going to go after.
But yeah, I think this game was more notable for what the Jets did, and you know, the Robert Saleh era has been a rough one, and it was nice to have this kind of win.
I mean, he's already tied their win total
from like the last 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, it's only up. Do we want to talk about the Chiefs and the Giants?
Just in that the Chiefs are still having problems and they need to get them fixed.
Yeah.
They kind of did something during the trade for a linebacker, but I don't think it's enough.
Yeah.
The Chiefs' problems are just Mahomes is, and we saw it again, like generally with the Mahomes picks, he'll have one that's his fault, another one that's just like a doink that just goes up in the air. So, you know, well, I mean, yeah. What else do you want to say, you know?
I mean, they did win.
They did.
You know, barely. But they did beat the Giants.
Barely.
Who, you know, as Saints fans, one of their two wins came against the Saints. So, but, you know, now that we said the Saints, let's talk about the game of the week for us. Yeah. That would be the Saints 36 and the Bucks 27, right?
I mean, what can you say? Again, another backup. So you have White, you have all the backup receivers in Green Bay.
Cooper Rush.
You've got Cooper Rush in Dallas. You've got
Trevor Siemian
here in New Orleans.
If you're not familiar with what went down, Jameis Winston tore his ACL.
Horse collar tackle.
Damaged his MCL. So he's done for the season.
I mean, I knew when I saw it, I was like, oh.
Worst case scenario for Jameis, this is it for his career. Because, I mean, this was his prove it year.
I don't think it's done for him.
I know, but when you're looking at this and it's – you got a guy, he's working on his prove it year, right? He's playing well. I mean, it's not perfect, but he's playing well.
He was really efficient with what he had.
Right. And he was doing the best of what he got. I mean, with receivers that would be on the bench for any other team right now. You know, to lose that in your prove it year, it really can be very detrimental to him. I mean, coming back, I mean, you saw it with Teddy Bridgewater, took him years to come back from it's not the same type of injury, still both to the knee, but not as severe as Teddy's was. But I think it'll be hard for Jameis to make that comeback push. It might mean the Saints get him on the cheap next year.
It could be that. You know? Or it could end up being a backup somewhere.
Right.
But, I mean, there's still a lot of teams that could use a good quarterback. And, I mean, if he's not with the Saints next year, maybe he's in Washington. Maybe he's in New York. Who knows, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't
– But, I mean
– I think there's some options for him coming back. It's just going to be – we'll talk about this more in the overtime about who we think – could end up in New Orleans next year. And I mean, now that the trade deadline is gone and we didn't make a move for anybody, so you're looking at the big free agent names from next year. So,
I mean, the Saints did something against Tampa that nobody's ever done. We rushed for 152, not ever done, but I mean, did this season so far. We rushed for 152 yards. They were averaging under 70 yards, allowing under 70 yards of rushing.
Their front seven is just monstrous.
So, I mean, we really came through on the rushing part. You know, Mark Ingram came back, 6 rushes for 27 yards. It's not a huge amount of number. He did average 4.5 yards, which he always is around 4, you know, 4.3, somewhere around that for his career with the Saints. But just the fire that he brought into the game when he was in, I mean, that really propelled the team to make
him. I mean, it's like he just stepped back into where he was. You know,
he never left.
He's not the rusher he was, you know, 4 years ago, 3 years ago.
3 years ago.
But he still came in and he was just like, and then the post-game conference with him and Kamara, that was just hilarious.
Yeah, it's good to see those two back together. I mean, they work really good.
Boom and zoom.
Yeah, I mean... You know, Tom Brady, I mean, what can you say? The Saints have his number. I mean, yes, he did beat us in the postseason last year, but Saints played him 4 times so far since he's been to the NFC South. He has 5 times, 4 times in the regular season, once in the playoffs. He has, like, I want to say it's like 14 total turnovers
since he joined
to the NFC South.
And 8 of them,
belong to the Saints. Saints. Yeah. So,
and look, let's give props to where it belongs. I mean, the Saints defense just...
Yeah, now, I mean, those numbers will look a little crazy because you look and they had 350 yards passing. You know,
touchdowns.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're talking about they came away pick 6 right in the key moment. I mean, it was just the turnovers that we got were important. And they were right at, like, the most important point of the game, right?
And, I mean, one of those turnovers, I mean, I still think it was a turnover. I looked at the replay several times, and you see Leonard Fournette catch the ball, tuck it, and turn up field.
And then it's punched gets popped out. Right out.
Saints recover that one in the end zone.
This is where
we come back, and they give the ball back to the Bucs.
Yeah, this is where that whole –
We didn't get to see the replays live on TV.
No.
You know, it was just Troy even coming back. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you look at it that way. It was obviously he didn't fumble.
Yeah, but I mean, at game speed, that was a fumble.
But I mean, when you made two football moves, you tucked and you turned upfield.
And you turned, yeah.
That's, you just need one of those.
Well, they had to protect the Bucs.
But that's what I'm saying. But that was in the third quarter, right? And that was when Tampa really made their comeback on us. Because
yeah,
they scored one touchdown and they had nothing going on for them at this point. They were driving down the field. And Fournette fumbles into the end zone. They give the ball back to him. Two plays later, they score the touchdown. Then they come back and they take the lead. And I mean, it was just a momentum swing that didn't necessarily have to take place. And I mean, the Saints really had the power back to come back and win this game in the end, because once that momentum moves, like, I mean, if you haven't played, you know, team sports, momentum's a thing. Like, it's a huge thing. And to lose it like that, I mean, that's just one of those, you know, that's a hard one to come back from, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, and it was just nice to see the Saints get a win like this. It was a quality win.
We had to fight for this one. Like, this one was a fight. And we were up to the task, and we did it. I mean, we did the thing. You know, you scored a touchdown going into halftime, and then you scored a touchdown coming out of halftime. That's why you defer, so you can get those double points back to back. And that's, I mean, it worked out for us this time, and I think that's really what helped us pull the win out on this game.
Yeah, I think that, and then, you know, superb play by the defense. We've had Brady's number for some reason. I wish we could have had it in the playoffs. But I think that was, again, more of an offensive issue than a defensive issue last year. So,
I mean, to me, this is one of the best defenses the Saints have put out on the field in a long time.
It's definitely one of the most exciting.
And it's going to be what we ride into the playoffs. I'm going to say it again this week, because things are lining up, right? So we beat Tampa this week. We have Atlanta coming next week. And then we get to play the Derrick Henry-less Titans, which that team was scaring me heading into that, because with Derrick Henry, I mean, even though the Saints run defense is so good, there's only so much you can do to bottle up Derrick Henry.
That's not gonna
happen. I mean, that's what we got for the week on the games. I mean, let's go into the picks, right?
All right. So picks for last week, we were going into it. Captain was up a little bit. And then he decides to go 4-0. So he took Green Bay over Arizona, Chicago over San.
We were tied going into week 8.
You are 3-1, my friend.
No, I'm not.
You are 3-1. Chicago lost.
Oh yeah, Chicago didn't win that game.
Chicago lost.
Okay, so I'm 3-1. So I'm one ahead of him right now. So I had Green Bay over Arizona. I had Chicago over San Francisco, which San Francisco won.
And his football team lost.
I didn't pick the football team.
That's why it's highlighted.
Hold the phone. We just did this, and we looked at it, and I was 4-0. How did this change?
Yeah. You took Green Bay, Chicago, Washington, and Kansas City.
So did we both go 2-2?
We both went 2-2.
Well, then how did we mess this up?
That, because you were like, boom, I went 4-0. Oh, I'm 4-0. I'm better at football.
I am better.
Disagree.
Hold on.
Disagree.
Hold on. We got some technical difficulties here. Tootsie changed some shit. Tootsie changed some shit on her.
Oh, stop. Don't want to hear it.
I don't remember picking Washington.
Washington.
I don't remember picking Washington.
Well, they were highlighted, which means you picked
them. I
think
he highlighted this when I went to the bathroom and changed them off.
No.
Changed some shit.
No, I did not. So you picked Washington, Chicago, and Kansas City. You got Kansas City over Giants.
Okay, what I'm saying is stuff about this is that we just sat here for the last hour looking at this, and you were like, yeah, man, you did go 4-0. I go to the bathroom, I come back, we start this thing live, and now all of a sudden I'm 2-2. Fake news.
It's the refs. Blame the refs.
Fake news.
All right. And then I went 2-2 too. I took Dallas, of course, was my only thing. Tennessee, which didn't happen. Philly over Detroit, and I took Cleveland over Pittsburgh. So we're both 2-2 this past week.
Fake news.
We're both 2-2. No fake news.
All right, so that puts us both at 18-10, even though we even sat back and did the math to figure this out.
The math was correct. It was just your insistent.
Okay.
All right, so your picks for week 9.
It doesn't matter. He's just going to change it anyway. So I got Green Bay over Kansas City. I got Vegas over the Giants, Pittsburgh over Chicago, and the Colts over the Jets.
All right. I've got Rams over the Titans, Dolphins over the Texans, Pats over Carolina, and Cincy over Cleveland. The Bengals.
All right. Well, anyway. So now we're both 18-10. I guess. I don't know. I'm going to have to listen to the pod to see, because I think he's changing the notes. But anyway.
Just accept that you didn't go 4-0.
Okay. I can't, because we just figured that out and all of a sudden it changed.
You can't accept.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. That's all we got for the recap this week. Tootsie's a cheat. You know.
You failed.
Right. Anyway, whatever.
I'm not the one who was wrong.
Okay. Yeah, you are. You highlighted the wins and put the ones. Anyway, that's enough of that. We like to come to you every week and do this. We're going to try to get back on schedule, hitting you up immediately after following the Monday night game.
Yeah.
From here on out, things change. We'll let you know on the pod, on the page, on Facebook. Go like us with the Fifth Down on Facebook. Check us out with the Fifth Down on YouTube.
More of all that is coming.
We're trying to get videos up there more often. And then we come to you live here on Facebook. So, if you like it, check us out. Also, you can check out what we call the OT. That'll be live on our podcast page, which is you can find at Anchor or
Anchor, Spotify, Google, Apple.
Yeah, there you go.
All and some other
little ones. But, yeah. We're there. If you like us, like, share, subscribe, tell your friends, tell them to come on with us.
Put us on, mock us. We don't care.
Yeah. We're working on getting the production value up, but this is what you get for now. We're working on being better. And, as soon as he can get the notes right and not lie and then cheat while I'm in the bathroom, we'll have this better and no more arguments.
I mean, or you just pick the right game.
Whatever. All right, guys. thank y'all for joining us today.
We'll see y'all in overtime and see you next week.
Deuces.